Cape Talk.
Entertainment news.
Time now to take a look at the entertainment offerings of the weekend ahead. And as always, we will start on the small screen. Craig Falk, Deputy Editor of TV Plus Magazine. First off, we need to let the Survivor fans know that the SABC is quietly slipping a new series onto the airwaves on Monday night. Is that right?
Yes. Season 32, Survivor Korong, which is set in Cambodia. What they actually did, they went and filmed season 33 before season 32. So they're back to back. So the locations look identical. And it's rebooting the brains versus brawns versus beauty formula that Survivor has used before. It's proved very popular for them. That's why they're going back to it. It's going to be airing in its usual time slot, Mondays at 7:30 on SABC3. If you missed the first episode, you can catch a repeat on Saturdays at noon.
Okay, and then the Game of Thrones comes to an end this Monday.
Yeah, the final episode, it's going to wrap up everything. Ramsay Bolton wasn't joking when he told Theon Greyjoy, if you think there's a happy ending, you're sadly mistaken. We've seen Daenerys go from this loving queen who's crying about the smallest thing, the smallest innocent person being harmed. She torched King's Landing in episode 5, turned it into a blaze of glory. If she is now the Mad Queen, there's speculation about who's going to kill her. Will it be Jon? Will it be Arya? Will it be somebody else? Because she's fulfilling the prophecy of her Targaryen family. And the really nice thing, we didn't expect to see it because there were rumors that it wouldn't air and could only be available on the Blu-ray release, is that they're going to be releasing a documentary on the 8 seasons, focusing on this final season, the final table read, getting behind-the-scenes information on everything that went down to make this the biggest show and probably biggest season of them all.
Somewhat bleak-sounding new series starting about the Chernobyl disaster this Wednesday.
It's focusing on the world's worst nuclear accident, the 1986 Chernobyl disaster in Pripyat in the Ukraine. Everyone knows about it, but you know, there's a lot of speculation about what went on that fateful morning, because I think they were doing safety tests at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and one by one, little things went wrong until it got to the point where they couldn't actually sort of contain it anymore. It is horribly bleak and grim. I've been fascinated with Chernobyl for years, so I'm loving it. If you can ignore the British accents, it is an amazing insight to actually what went down. We think, oh, there was an explosion and this, that, and the next thing, and all of a sudden there's radiation. But to see the firefighters talking about tasting metal in their mouths, you will actually taste, you'll get that tinge of metal in your mouth when you hear them speaking in the midst of this full nuclear fallout.
Yeah, fascinating. I mean,
it is seriously grim and bleak.
All right, so also worth a quick mention, Season 7 of Veep, starting on Mnet Friday at 10 p.m. And there's a great family movie on this Saturday at 7:30, Monsters University. Tell us a little bit what's hot on the streaming platform, Craig.
Okay, on Showmax, I'm going for Discovery of Witches. It's based on Deborah Harkness's All Souls trilogy. A historian named Diana discovers sacred manuscripts in her research, and she had been avoiding her true calling as a witch for years. She knows she's a witch. She sort of put that at the back of her mind. She's just going to go and be a historian. But now these are dragging her back into this world because there's this war going on between witches, vampires, werewolves, things that go bump in the night. It is dark, but it's not dark as something like Sabrina that actually has Satan and the goat head devil.
Right.
It's a really nice witch show.
And then what else is happening on Showmax?
If you've missed Survivor, you can binge on it. They've got season 6 of Survivor South Africa, which finished last year. And they've also got season 32, 33, and 34 of the US version. So if you're missing it on SABC for whatever reason, you can catch up season 32 on Showmax and the next 2 seasons, which is really cool for Survivor fans because they sit and binge.
Then let's move over now onto Netflix.
There's a brand new dark comedy called Dead to Me. It's got these two very opposite women. The one is a stuck-up, very prim, proper, scheduled estate agent, and the other is basically a hippie.
Okay.
You've always got those two opposites. We've got Christina Applegate as the wound-up estate agent, Jen. Her husband dies in a hit-and-run accident, and in her grief counseling sessions, she meets this woman named Judy, and they sort of strike up this partnership, this friendship, this bond, but there's something that Judy isn't telling Jen about her husband's death, and it's got something to do with who was behind the car that drove over him.
Oh, interesting. So the plot thickens. And who's playing Judy opposite Christina Applegate?
Linda Cardellini. She's from Mad Men fame. And, you know, like I said, with Christina Applegate, everyone knows her as Kelly Bundy from Married with Children. But she's done so much more. And this gives her the freedom to sort of show off those acting skills that she's got, and also the executive producer is Will Ferrell, who she worked with on Anchorman. So there is proper comedy, because he's got his hand. I mean, Will Ferrell goes overboard with his comedy. Fun comedy to watch if you're into that genre.
Fine. Just a couple of messages that are coming in. A question on the Game of Thrones: The Making. When can we expect to see that?
That's scheduled to air on Monday, the 27th, on Mnet as well.
Next up, we take a look at the new movies opening on circuit this weekend. On the line now to tell us more is Leandra Engelbrecht, TV and movies editor at Channel 24. Let's start off with one of something for the kids.
Yeah, so it's Pokemon Detective Pikachu, and I don't think that Pikachu needs any introduction. So in this live-action film, Pikachu helps Tim find his dad, who is a detective who mysteriously disappeared. So the two of them can communicate, which is rare for Pokemon to be able to communicate with humans. And so together they go and try and unravel the mystery of his father's disappearance. For the adults, Ryan Reynolds voices Pikachu, so that's going to be interesting.
Ah, the next one is definitely not for the kids, so now we're going to the other side.
So it's John Wick Chapter 3. So it's the third film in the John Wick franchise starring Keanu Reeves. And this time around, John Wick is on the run because someone's placed a $40 million contract on his life. And so he's got to try and escape the world's top assassins. And he gets help from an old friend, Sophia, played by Halle Berry. So it's nice to see her in some action role again.
She's just fantastic. She doesn't age, does she?
Not at all. And she's done so much training for this film. So, yeah, lots of action.
And fit. Do you have to have seen the first two, would you say, to see the third one?
I guess you can see it on its own, but it's nice to have the background of the other two films.
And what else have you got for us?
Last, we have Gloria Bell. It's a drama starring Julianna Moore, who's a free-spirit divorcee who spends her time in nightclubs, just letting loose. And then she soon finds herself in an unexpected new romance, and it just takes a look at all the complications of dating.
Hey, Bianca. Well, this week I'm going kind of old school in two ways. First of all, because the podcast I'm going to recommend is quite an old podcast. It's probably about 6 or 7 years old. And old school also because if you're of my kind of vintage, you might remember back in the day sitting maybe with your parents or maybe in the car and listening to the old Springbok radio and listening to those amazing radio dramas that they used to have complete with sound effects, and they would have these great narrative arcs that really just sucked you in. And there is this podcast called We're Alive. And if you choose to listen to it, you'll understand why I say we're alive and not just we're alive, because that's how the podcast goes. And it's basically a zombie apocalypse podcast, and it goes on season after season. It is so brilliant. It's so fascinatingly mixed together. They're really compelling characters. It's kind of like ear candy and just really well produced, great sound effects. And the storyline is fantastic. The dialogue's really good. But like I say, it's old. It's probably about 7 years old. It was one of the groundbreaking drama podcasts. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of drama podcasts out there. So if you like a bit of the old nostalgic Springbok radio style thing, try We're Alive. And there's one other one called The Bright Sessions. And I will confess, I'm a big science fiction fan. I'm a science fiction geek. And love me a superhero and love me a zombie apocalypse story. So The Bright Sessions is basically about a therapist who specializes in treating people who are superheroes. And it's funny, it's wry, and it's really, really interesting. And it kind of delves into that, what if I woke up one morning and I could read everybody's thoughts? What would the psychological impact be on me? So that's the Bright Sessions, and the other one is We're Alive for a bit of escapism.
Sounds amazing. Thank you, Charlotte from Eyewitness News, telling us about the latest on the podcast scene.